You could say it's grown 300% in both its, in both the values have certainly gotten exponentially higher, but also most importantly, the range of people buying, who's buying from where, has grown tremendously. I can say in my, I've been at Christie's about 10 years, and in my first season, the buyers from our Star New York auctions came from 7 different countries. And in my last sale, which was in February, London, the buyers came from 21 different countries. And that kind of globalization in buying of contemporary art really reflects, I guess, globalization of wealth now. We're starting to see not just buyers from America and Europe, kind of typical countries, Japan, I guess. We're now starting to see buyers coming from, you know, countries 10 years ago that would you would never have dreamed someone would come and be able to buy pictures for millions of dollars. But we're seeing all sorts of billionaires and collectors coming from all over the world.
If you have more people that are interested in post-war contemporary art, are there more post-war contemporary artists that are that people are interested in?
Yes, I think, you know, you could say that there's always, you know, we're unique in my business in that we're certainly one of the only areas of the auction house that has new inventory coming online every day. If you are my colleagues who are involved in, say, Old Master Pictures or American paintings from the earlier part of the 20th century or 19th century pictures, I mean, their inventory is finite. It's never growing. And in fact, it's probably shrinking because as things get gifted to museums or put in institutional collections, they're no longer traveling on the open marketplace. And, you know, in my field, young artists are making new art. Some of them get really early accolades and incredible praise, and they develop markets for themselves, and suddenly we're selling them at auction for hundreds of thousands of dollars, and boom, next it's millions of dollars, and then you have a real market. So we do have the advantage of being a growing market just in sheer number, but what I think is really remarkable is you're starting to see buyers from all sorts of different countries come in and want basically American treasures.
The names that come to mind certainly in this era would include Andy Warhol, Roy Lichtenstein. Are they still two?
Mark Rothko,
Jackson exactly.
Pollock, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that by and large are the most sought after. Of course, it branches out a bit, but you can. And there are some European artists, of course, in this category. We just saw world record prices for Martel Reyes, a French artist, and Lucio Fontana, an Italian artist. It happens, of course, for Francis Bacon and Lucian Freud. They're both British artists. But really what's the most interesting, if you say that, if it's understood or at least postulated that the greatest moments, the last 50 years of art have been dominated and triumphed by America and American artists, then you can be sure that that's currently what's the most sought after by many of these buyers coming from new parts of the world.
Does it also help the post-war art market that you have people now coming of age that can afford to buy art and are interested in art that grew up in a pop culture world with comic books and television and things like that?
Oh, definitely. I'll tell you, for example, you know, the hallmark of you know, an imprimatur of wealth and status for someone who's made money in their 40s or 50s is to get an Andy Warhol. Mm-hmm. If you, you know, in my parents' generation, or let's say a group who are now in their 70s or 80s, it would have been a Picasso.
Sure.
You know, even if it was a Picasso print worth $1,000, it was like, you know, we've made it, we have a Picasso. And now that the same standard bearer of status and coolness and sophistication is having a Warhol.
What can people expect you to talk about on Sunday afternoon?
Well, I try to make the talk really lively and interesting and have wonderful visuals. So people will be seeing, you know, a wonderful selection of currently what is the most desirable artwork in the marketplace right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll probably give a couple of snippets of great moments of art. You know, if I can give a kind of Reader's Digest condensed version of why something is a great object, like what qualitatively makes this sought after and desirable and valuable. I'll do that in certain instances. And then they'll talk about, I guess I'll be discussing what's being mirrored in our larger economy, which is that lots of wealth has been established and grown abroad, and you're starting to see a full globalization of the marketplace, not just in in the art market, but we're just sort of, we might be the little tail wagging the dog, you know, little tiny piece of the puzzle, but we are just mirroring what's happening in the larger market.
Well, Amy, thank you so much for your time and safe travels.
Thanks very much. I look forward to being there on Sunday.
All right. Thank you very much.